Bez Hashem Mizboch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Yesod that turned the laws of the foundation of the Torah in the Sefer Maaseh, the Book of Knowledge, which we begin now the last part of these halachas, which relate to that of, as in this Perek, begins that discussion of relating to prophecy. As Rambam begins halacha aleph regarding the prophet and his prophecy, Misoide Hados Leida, from the foundations of our faith is to know, Shohakel Menabe Es B'nei Adam, that God gives prophecy to the human being. But however, the prophecy does not take effect. A sage that's great in wisdom, mighty in his character. His inclination does not overpower him with anything in the world. Rather, he overpowers with his consciousness on his inclination at all times. He's a very expansive and appropriate intelligence, very much so. So a person that's filled up with such characteristics like this, Shalom Begufa, and is complete in his body, when he goes to the orchard, which we spoke about this in the previous parak, which that's the Maisa Merkava and the Maisa Bereshis, and he engages in these lofty and great and distant type of ideas. And he's going to have this appropriate intelligence to understand and to comprehend. And continuously becomes holier. And he separates from the ways of the general populace, that they go in the darkness of the times. And he's constantly awakening himself. And he teaches his soul that he shouldn't have any thought regarding any of these vain things. Not from the vanities of time and all those types of motivations. Rather, his consciousness is always open constantly for what's above. He's connected, he's bound beneath God's heavenly throne. To understand those holy and pure forms. And he's gazing at the entirety of God's wisdom. Mitzura Rishayna, from the first forms, which are the Chayes HaKadosh, that's the highest of all the forms of the world, Ataba Oretz, until the center of this earth. And he knows God's greatness. Immediately the Holy Spirit rests on him. And when the Spirit is resting on him, and then his soul becomes mingled with the level of the angels, Hanikram Ishim, that are called Ishim, which is the lowest level of Malachim, and he turns into another person. He's going to understand with a certain knowledge that never was. Rather becomes elevated over the level of all other wise people. Commissioner Bashal, like it says regarding Shalom Melech and Pasuk and Shmuel Aleph, this Nabisa Imam, you'll prophesize with them, then Apachto Lishachar, and you will turn into another human being. Halacha Beis. Now Hanavim, the prophets, Malas him. There are layers and levels of this. Just like there is by wisdom. Someone who is more sagacious than his colleague. Same thing regarding prophecy. Navi, God, and Navi, you have one greater than the other. Now, however, kulam in roi mare nevuah, they all don't see the vision of the prophecy, only in a dream, in a nighttime vision. Or in daytime, but after that they fall into this great slumber. Like it says, apostling the midbar. But matter a love is vada. In a vision, I will show myself to him. In a dream, I will speak with him. Now, all the prophets, when they prophesize, their limbs tremble, and the power of the body gets weak. And their thoughts, they get confounded. And therefore, that remains that their consciousness is open, lahavim ashatira, to understand what they're saying. Kamashnem b'avram, like it says regarding Avram Avinu in Bereishis, v'hinem, behold, imecha sheicha gedoyla nefeles lav. A great darkening awe and trepidation fell on him. Kamashnem b'Daniel, like it says the pasuk in Daniel, v'hoidi, and my glory, nepach alay lamashchas, turned on me, it destructive. V'leitzar tekoich, I didn't have any strength remaining. Their whole physical faculties fall away. Now, these words that are notified to the prophet, b'magah navua, in the vision of the prophecy, derech mashal medimle. They let him know it through a metaphor. Umiyad, now immediately, chakay b'libay, but it becomes engraved in his thoughts, in his heart, pisran ha-mashal b'magah navua, the interpretation of the metaphor in the vision of the prophecy, v'yedemahu, and he knows really what the idea is being conveyed. Like the ladder that Yaakov Avinu saw, Malachim Oilim, that the Malachim were going up and down the ladder. But who are you, Mashal? It was a metaphor, Lamalchis v'Shibudin, regarding the different kingdoms and how they're going to make his children and that they're meshubed, that they're indebted, and they're going to have to work for them. Like the Chayas, these heavenly creatures that Yechezkel saw, or the Hasir Nefuch, or the boiling pot, or Makal Shaked, or the stick from the almond tree, Shiroi Yirmiyah, that Yirmiyah saw, or the Megillah Shiroi Yechezkel, the scroll that Yechezkel saw, the Eifa Shiroi Zechariah, or the measurement of the Eifa that Zechariah saw. B'chein Shanavim, all of the prophets, they see this mashal, but they know what it's referring to. Now, Yeshmim, some of them, Oymim HaMashal Pesreine, they say the it's said over in the prophecy, the mashal, and its interpretation, the parable and its interpretation. Like these that we just mentioned. Now, the Yeshim, sometimes it just says the interpretation, doesn't say what the mashal that they had. Sometimes it only says the parable and doesn't say the interpretation. Like some of the words of the prophecy of Yechezkel and Zechariah, and they all prophesize with this parable and this cryptic type of a vision. All the prophets, they cannot prophesize whenever it is that they want to. Rather, they have to focus their consciousness. They sit joyous in goodness of heart, and they seclude themselves. Because the prophecy does not rest, not from depression, not from laziness. Simcha has to come from joy. Literally the sons, but it means the students of the prophets. In front of them, you have navel, a harp, a taif, and a drum, the chalil, and the flute, the kinnar, and the lyre. All these instruments, and they're looking, they're trying to get to prophecy. This is what it says the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, and they were prophesizing. In other words, they were going the way and the path, attempting to go ahead and get to the state of the flow of prophecy. Until they will prophesize, like you say, playing in this godless, this person's becoming great, meaning he's attempting to become great. That's what it means that they were trying to do whatever it took to get to prophecy. Now, those that are attempting to get to the state of prophecy, him and the crown, but then that's what's called the students of the prophets. Although they're focusing their consciousness and doing whatever they could, maybe the divine presence will rest on them. It's possible that the divine presence will not rest on them. Now, Loch Avav, however, differentiates regarding the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. All the words that we said, that's the way of prophecy for all the earlier and the later prophets, except for our teacher Moshe. Rabban shall call Nevim, who is the master of all the prophets. Now, what was the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy and all the other prophets? Because all the prophets was in a dream or in some type of a vision. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu's number, but Moshe Rabbeinu prophesied, and he was awake and standing, like it says in the Pasuk in the Midbar, when Moshe Rabbeinu came into the tent of the assembly, to the Mishkan, to speak with Hashem, and he heard the voice speaking to him. Now, Kol Navim al Yimalach, all the prophets are through an intermediary, that of the Malach. They see what they see through some type of a metaphor or some type of a vision. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yedemach, not through a malach, shenem, like it says in the pasuk, pal pal davabay, face to face, mouth to mouth, I will speak with him. Then like it says in the pasuk in Shmos, v'dibe Hashem al Moshe, pon upon, Hashem spoke to Moshe, face to face. Then like it says in the pasuk in Midbar, utmunas Hashem yabit, that the form of Hashem, he will gaze, the appearance of Hashem will gaze. Kolim, in other words, in Shem Mashal, there was no metaphor. L'ruach ha-deval buri, rather he sees the thing in its clarity, b'leichido, b'leimashal, without any cryptic, without any allegory, without any metaphor. Husha tira meidol, of this is what the Torah testifies about Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says in the pasuk, umara b'lebechidus, with a vision, without any allegory. She'in misnam b'chidus, because it doesn't prophesize with some type of a cryptic allegory. El b'mara, rather, with a vision, shalaya deva buri, if he sees the thing clearly as it is. Moreover, kol hanavim, all the prophets, yireim, they're afraid, and nevhalim, and they're terrified, mismoigim, and they're like literally melting. Moshe Rabbeinu was not like this. This says in Shemayis Kashri Dabe Ishal Re'eu, like when a man speaks to his friend. Claim, in other words, Kamoisha in Odom Nivel Shemay Debechaber, just like a person not frightened to hear the word of his friend. Kachayu Koich Bedaiter Shal Moshe Ben, that's how there was the strength of Moshe Ben's consciousness. Lahav and Devei Nevuah, to understand the words of the prophecy. Vo Imed Al Am Deshalme, he was just standing intact. Kol Nevi'im, all prophets, Emes Nam Mechol Yishayu, so they cannot prophesize whenever they want to. Moshe Ben Enikin. Our teacher Moshe is not like that. Al Kozman Sheach, but rather whenever it was that he wanted, Ruach HaKodesh Levashtei, the Holy Spirit would clothe him, and the Nevuah Sharei Love, and the prophecy would rest on him. He didn't have to focus his consciousness and to prepare for it. He was already prepared and focused and standing like the ministering malachim. He was able to prophesize at all times. Like says in the Pasim Amidbar, when he was asked a question that he didn't know, he says, "Stand away, and I'll hear what Hashem is going to command to you," which he was able to go right away and get the prophecy. And this is what God guaranteed him. Shnomek says in the Pasig in Devarim, Lech Emlehem, go tell the Jewish people, Shubelchem lo lechem, go back to your tents. But Ba'ata Poya Moira Madi, you stay over here with me. Almati, you learn from this. Shekol Nevim, all the prophets, Keshanabu Mista, like his men, when the prophecy is removed from them, Choizim lo Alam, they go back to the tent. Meaning Shutzar Haguf, those are the bodily needs. Kulim Kesharam, they go back to be like all the rest of the people. Lafikachim Poshim, Neshazim, therefore prophets don't separate from their wives. Moshe Rabbeinu lechaza la'olay rishon. Moshe Rabbeinu did not go back to his original tent. Lefikach parshman ish la'olam umikol adam ala. Therefore, he separated himself from his wife forever and from anything that's similar to that. The nikshur adaita l'tzur olam, and his consciousness was connected to the rock of the worlds. V'le nistalik ma'olav ha'oy la'olam, and his glory was never removed from him forever. V'koron ha'ponav, and the skin of his face was shining. V'niskadish k'malachim, and he was sanctified like the malachim. Now, halacha zayin, regarding the purpose of prophecy. Hanavi, the prophet, it's possible the prophecy will be just for himself. Laharchiv liboy, to expand his mental capacity, to increase his knowledge, until he's going to know, that he didn't know beforehand from all these great things. Now, the efshir, it is possible, he'll be sent to one of the people of the peoples of the world. Or to the people of a city or of a certain kingdom, to have them understand, or the gear says, to prepare them, and let them know what to do, or to hold them back from certain bad things that they're doing. When they send him, meaning when they send him from heaven, they give him a sign and a wonder, that the people should know that God sent him in truth. Now, who's fit for prophecy? Not everyone who does a sign and a wonder do we believe him that he's a prophet. Rather, a person that we know him from the beginning, that he's fit for prophecy. Meaning, with his wisdom, with his actions, that he's more elevated than all the people of his age bracket. And he was going in the path of prophecy, which is b'kedushasa, with his holiness and frishusa, and with his asceticism. And then he comes and he does a sign and the wonder. And he says that God sent him. Then mitzvah and then it's a mitzvah to listen from him. Shemalik says the passing the bottom, a love to Shmon, to him you should listen. Now it's possible that he could do a sign and the wonder, and he's not a prophet. And that this sign has something within over here. Even so, it's a mitzvah to listen to him. Since he is a great person and a sage, and he's fit for prophecy, and he does the sign and the wonder, then we retain him with his chazaka, with his status quo, that we believe in that he's a navi. That was what we were commanded. Just like we were commanded in one of the mitzvahs of the Torah to decide a judgment of pishnei edim ksheirim based on the two kosher witnesses. And it's possible that they're falsely testifying, but since we know them to be upstanding people, we retain them with their upstanding status quo. Now regarding these things and similar things, it was said in Pasuk in Devarim, what's concealed is for Hashem our God. What's revealed is for us and our children. And then, like it says in Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, ki adam yirelei naim, a person just sees with his eyes, v'Hashem yirelei levav, and Hashem sees what's in the person's thoughts and in his heart. So therefore, the Torah told us we have to go based on Eis and Maifas, and that a person's appropriate for Nevuah. And even though it might be that he's not, still we go with what the Torah tells us to do. And since the Torah tells us to do, we do it, even though it's possible that he wouldn't be.